Joined here by head coach at Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. The schedule reads tonight, home date. And we're going to find out about this one because, from my understanding, East Harrison was off for a while because of some positive COVID tests in the district. But planning, perhaps, going to have Mother Nature cooperate. But East Harrison at Tri-County, perhaps tonight. Trip to North Harrison on Thursday. And then Grundy R5 at Tri-County coming up on Monday of next week. That's the upcoming schedule. There was one game last week and one game called off for Tri-County. A 14-12 loss to Winston, not necessarily last week, Coach. Last Thursday, not the start that you wanted for the Lady Mustangs. It sounded like an offensive show where the teams went back and forth with crooked numbers going up on the board.
That's correct. It was a bad start at the very beginning. We did allow them to get 10 runs in that first inning, so we really kind of had to claw our way back. I think we really showed a lot of positives to take away just starting that big of a deficit. For one, our players just hadn't played any games, and you kind of tell with some nerves that first inning. We had some walks that we don't really expect, but Carly Turner was able to kind of settle in that second inning, and she pitched really well for us, but we scored almost every inning but one. And whenever you score one, two, or three runs every inning, usually you win a ball game. But we finally caught up in the sixth inning, and then they scored four runs. So they scored in the first and the sixth, and that just kind of sealed the deal. We couldn't quite get that deficit built up.
Sports isn't as easy as saying this, but maybe in this case it is. You know, you say, girls, you know, A, we got to start better, but B, let's erase the first inning from our memory bank, because if we erase it, we got a victory. That doesn't work that way with the wins and loss column, but it was one bad inning that just put you behind the eight ball.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We were just starting off behind. We had a great ball game. There's things that they can take away, I can take away, that typically you'd win, but it just didn't work out for us that night. And I think if we erase it, like you mentioned, it'll do a lot for us.
How much of it was rust, Coach, in the first inning? How much of it was, did you feel like the girls just, for whatever reason, they didn't have their concentration where it needed to be?
I think it was mostly just rust. I think they're excited. You can kind of tell that they're kind of on pins and needles. They're so ready to go. And I think it was just one of those things that were almost too excited to remember that they have to come out and play ball as well.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few mistakes here and there, but a big part of it was just Carly Turner hadn't competed in a while and some of our other players, but we hit the ball right off the bat. And whenever you can do that, they get excited, and we settled in, and I think we all did great later on.
Did you get a lead in the top of the first, Coach? Did you put any runs on the board before you gave up 10?
Yes, we did. I believe we scored two runs. I don't have my book with me, but we have runners on the bases. So we did about what we wanted. We showed that we were ready to play, just let too many go.
Yeah, just going off the top of your head, because I know you're out at the field and don't have your scorebook in front of you, but who swung the bat well that you can just remember right off the top of your head as you remember that Winston game, Coach?
We had quite a few really step up to hit the ball well. Carly Turner hit a triple in the second inning. We had Tristan Dunks that had a double, and we had a couple others score some big runs. We really, all of us about had some success just getting on the base. So I can't really highlight one individually. I think it did kind of give a good turn for us whenever Carly was able to get that big hit, and it kind of got her ready to pitch that next inning as well.
Yeah, does Carly have, because it sounds like Winston put the ball in play a lot and the plays just weren't made behind Carly. Is Carly a pretty big strikeout pitcher for you, Coach, when she gets her game going, or is she going to be one to pitch to contact and the defense has to, you know, make plays to get off the diamond?
I think it's a little bit of both. Some batters will have some success here and there on her, but there's also a lot of times when we have this strong a defense, we've got a lot of girls that can field the ball well, she can just put it across the plate, and she knows that her team will back her up. And that's a big, important thing, especially in Class 1, having people that can play defense and just put across the plate where we can really see a good ball game.
Yeah, I've seen enough Class 1 games, too, and you can look at it from a postseason perspective. The teams have got a chance to get district titles, make it to a district title game, get themselves into the playoffs. In Class 1, they're the ones that, you know, granted, having a great pitcher is a big step, but can you make those plays consistently to get your team into the dugout? And if you can do that, you got a chance to have a pretty good team.
Exactly. Even the best pitchers will have teams that can hit. And so if you strike out every single team going up to it, but whenever you get down to districts, you get down to the wire, you're going to have teams that are going to have success no matter how good your pitcher is, really. And so you have to have a strong defensive presence that can field the ball, that can be ready, and of course you want those key strikeouts as well.
We were talking 5-10 minutes ago with Coach Hill up at Mercer, and Mercer has been trying to, they had a game canceled last week with East Harrison. East Harrison has had some positives in the district, so that's really kind of short-circuited their softball program. You were telling me that as of this point, the plans are, to your knowledge, that you're going to play East Harrison. Kind of what do you expect for tonight, Coach?
I know they kind of struggled in the pitching front last year and the varsity end, but they had some decent pitchers in junior high, so I expect them to really step up and be their key role players for them. So I know they'll be fairly young from my knowledge and have a few players here and there, but I think with our experience and our ability to be able to hit the ball, everybody's got to come out ready to go in that first inning, just ready to put on defense and offense. We'll have a good ball game.
It's 10:30 in the morning. This does not air at 10:30. It airs, I believe, about 5 hours from now. But with that being the case, as of 10:30, your field is playable, but you got your fingers crossed that you don't get any more scattered rain showers, because when the temperature's in the mid-50s, there's not going to be a whole lot of drying going on as far as, you know, drying out that field with sun if it rains again today.
That's correct. But we've got a bunch of girls and myself that we just want to play games. We're excited about the season. We know there's a lot of questions up in the air on even how long the season might be, but we want to play, and anytime that we get a chance, we're going to do everything we can. The field looks good right now. We'll keep working if we have to, but we want to play, and that's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, and I hope East Harrison, and it's the first I've heard that East Harrison might play. I hope they do, because they haven't been able to get their season underway because of the virus up there in the Ridgeway and the Canesville districts. I'm going to be Captain Obvious here, Coach, and I know you know this as well as I do, but I saw North Harrison in person last week, and they're every bit as good, if not better, than last year. They look really strong against Milan, and as you go up to Eagleville on Thursday, they're a challenge.
That is right. I think everybody knows kind of what to expect from North Harrison. They have a kind of a going program of being successful, but last year being able to see that we can compete with those more elite teams is kind of what we're going for. We had a late game where we had a crucial error to get them kind of started, then they kind of hit gaps on us to pull away, but we stuck with them for the first 4 or 5 innings, and it kind of showed that we can play ball with them for a while. Is just one of those things that staying mentally tough every second that you're on the field and showing that you can play with anybody and will give you a chance. And that's kind of what we want to do. Anytime we go against those higher elite teams, we come ready to play ball because there's the same amount of players on the field as us, and it's just mentally toughness where it comes down to.
Head Coach Dylan Lowry over at Tri-County. Got a couple of games this week. Coach, good luck with the games. Keep our fingers crossed that you can play tonight, and we'll join you again next Tuesday.
All right, thank you.